Governor. I got Mike Wagner and Doug Caruso with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Governor.
Hey, Mike and Doug.
Hi, Governor.
Good afternoon. Hey, guys. I signed this morning, an hour or so ago, an executive order really taking an advisory group that's already in place, adding a few members and giving them a specific charge to look at the whole warrant issue that you all spent so much time researching. And, you know, these are some very troublesome things that you uncovered. I think this is the whole question of how we approach these warrants, how we prioritize them, has to do, you know, should be driven by public safety. That's by far the most important consideration. So we have taken an existing group. We've added Andy Wilson, who heads up my criminal justice work in the governor's office. We've added representation from U.S. Marshals because they are very, very involved in serving warrants, as you know, and picking people up. And we've also added a leads operator out of Clark County to give someone, put someone on there who's got hands-on experience specifically with leads. You know, the bottom line is that there's certain warrants that are, the person is charged with such a serious crime that it's imperative that we make sure they get in the hands quickly of law enforcement officers who are going to actively search for that person. That's really probably the most important thing. But this group has the expertise to get down into the weeds, so to speak, to really look at how it is working and what, and to come back with very specific recommendations. These recommendations will be made to me, but they'll also be made to the Ohio Supreme Court, because the court may have some ability to do some things. That will also, of course, be made to the General Assembly, as we may be looking at some statutes that have to be changed as well. That's kind of what we're doing today. It's a very important matter. It is a question of public safety, and this status quo is just simply not acceptable, should not be acceptable to anybody in this state.
Do you have a time frame in mind, Governor, as to when you're looking for the specific recommendations?
Well, I'm always in a big hurry. I've urged them to get this done just as fast as they can get it done. You know, I said absolutely, absolutely no later than the first week in June, but I would hope that they would get this done earlier. We've got some very smart people on here and people who deal with this all the time, so I would hope that they would be able to come back with the recommendations sooner than that. And look, this is kind of this is what I told you I was going to do.
Absolutely.
This is the method I've used in the past with, I think I'd have to say, pretty good success, because when they come back with recommendations, then we will do everything we can to drive those recommendations and make them turn them into reality. So that's the key to this. It's not, you know, we got to have the recommendations. We got to have people who know what they're doing come back with practical things that we can actually do. But we also then have to go execute and get them done. And so when I set a group like this up, it's with the idea they're going to give me those practical recommendations. Then we're going to do everything within our power to see that they actually become reality.
I know every state's different, but after this process plays out, you know, our series identified that this is a national problem. There are millions of these unserved warrants. Is it possible that Ohio could have a roadmap for other states to fix something that plagues law enforcement around the country?
Well, that would be fine if that happens. Our first job is to fix it and to come up with a better system, come up with a better way of execution, come up with a way that we prioritize. So that would be nice if that happens. It is a national problem. We're serious about tackling it. So, you know, if we can come up with something that can be used by other states, that will be certainly a fringe benefit, and that will always be good. You know, I'm also telling this group to, you know, reach out beyond Ohio and see if there are any states that are doing any component parts of this better. I know that your series would indicate it's a national problem, that we're not doing very well as a country, but there may be some areas, there may be some states, there may be some jurisdictions that are doing a good job in this, and we should certainly look at them to see if we can steal ideas or get ideas from them.
Andy actually had us over a couple weeks ago for an informal talk, and it was impressive to see all the information he'd already gathered. And he told us that after he accepted the job, that the very first thing you told him was, we need to fix the warrant system. So why did you make this issue a major priority upon taking office?
Well, I think it's infuriating that, you know, there can be a warrant for someone, and particularly for a serious crime, and sometimes this has fallen through the cracks, that people, you know, they're not being looked for. I mean, I think the public assumes that if a warrant is issued, that someone is actively looking for that. So when you're dealing with a rapist or a murderer, or someone who's committed domestic violence. Might even be a misdemeanor, but that can be a matter of life and death whether you pick this guy up or not, or pick this person up, pick this defendant up. So, you know, this is not just inefficiency or government not working the way it should. These are life and death matters many times. And so, you know, it's important. I mean, every day in my office, we try to prioritize things, and you can't do everything. But certainly this is something that I knew that Andy Wilson, with his hands-on background, you know, I knew that he could take this on. And it just seemed to make sense to me to surround him with people who, you know, really represent every aspect of this challenge and who could bring to the table their own practical everyday experiences, because it's no good to come up with recommendations if you can't get them done, if they're not practical, if they don't really work. So, you know, I thought Andy was the right person for the job, a former prosecutor. So that's you know, that's why I told him, one of the first things I told him is this: hey, this is important. We need to do this. Let's get it right. So it's important. And it's something I know we can improve. You know, can we get a perfect? No. But can we significantly improve this? Yes. I have no doubt that, you know, with some effort, we can significantly improve this situation.
Are you taking a strictly wait-and-see approach to this, or are there certain things you would like to see fixed that you already feel like need to be addressed?
Well, one of the things I'm looking at, frankly, is domestic violence. When it is, you know, filed under a misdemeanor, my experience has been in as a prosecutor and just being close to law enforcement for many years, that sometimes these individuals can be extremely dangerous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we need to look at that. But I think your series is certainly a starting point for this group. Required reading, you know, something that lays out the problem. My charge to them is come up with solutions, come up with ways to improve the situation.
Okay.
Look, I am taking somewhat of a wait-and-see attitude in the sense that I don't pretend to be an expert in this area. We have experts who are on the working group, and they can come back with practical recommendations.
Okay. We appreciate it very, very much. Just keep us posted, and thank you for the time.
Yep, we will. I appreciate it. Okay. Good article.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor.
Thanks a lot. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.